Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax. Let's chat about what is going on in the stars above for today. And there really isn't a whole lot going on, right? We kind of deserve this much quieter week than we had last week. Even though it's quieter, the big things have died down. There's still those small little things going on that we are contending with, as we discussed yesterday with a lot of different people experiencing different things around inadequacy yesterday, emotional things that were happening or triggers that were occurring for people. And it was funny because I heard a lot about that from people yesterday after the show was over. People that maybe, I don't even know if they're listening to my morning show or if they were just reaching out because they were experiencing things. But the big themes yesterday seemed to be about that emotional trigger point and dealing with that emotion, and then also inadequacy. Or, you know, I think what it may have really been was more about that point at which you have given up on yourself before in the past. Like, what is the trigger that creates the space where you go, I'm not good enough for this. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And you give up. So yesterday was an interesting day. Today is not so much like that. It may be today's the fallout from things that triggered you yesterday, but we have tools today to help us move through that. And we also have some other interesting things that we're going to want to talk about. I see people checking in. You're all peppy and with it this morning, guys. Good morning, Asa. And it's great to see you. And Natasha, good morning. And Colleen, good morning to you. Mimi, good morning. And Colleen says, good morning, we love. Okay, good. Londa, yay. Good morning, Debbie Tibbetts, Tumiel. And it's great to see all of you out there. So let's dive in. And what I want to hear from you guys is how the rest of your day went. So if you want to post things in the chat, we can talk about that. And so you guys can be posting that perhaps while I am chatting about what's going on here this morning. Good morning, Debbie Hedden. Good morning, Patricia Woods. Great to see you ladies this morning too. So today, this morning, let's see, it's 8 o'clock my time. So it's 11 o'clock your time. So at 9:30. Your time on the East Coast this morning, the moon moved out of Aries and into Taurus, thus changing fundamentally the energy of the day, right? The moon in Aries yesterday was triggering the planets in Cancer via a square and triggering the planets in Capricorn also via a square. So it was a challenging day, right? Whenever the moon is moving through those signs, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra, we're going to be experiencing potential for emotional triggers or for old stuff to come back up and bother us. So yesterday was one of those days. Now we have the moon moving off into Taurus. We're kind of released from that wound. We're released a little bit from that pain. And in fact, today, with the moon in Taurus, we actually have the moon coming into a conjunction with the planet Uranus. Now, that can make for some surprises, but it can also make for some stellar ahas, right? Things that you go, oh, duh, right? That's what's going on, or that's what that means for me. Good morning, Karen Divine. I just want to tell you, I brought my cards out here this morning, so you will get a card reading. And I may do a couple of card readings today, and the rest we'll do tomorrow. So good morning, Linda. Good morning to you, Ashley and Allison. It's great to see everybody lining up out there this morning. So if what I was saying, for those of you who just joined us, if you had an issue pop up yesterday or something trigger you, I had two of them yesterday. I moved through them quite easily, and I moved through them without anybody else but me knowing that I had an emotional reaction, right? And that's the way to keep your own counsel, right? You have the emotional reaction, but there wasn't a soul in the world that knew I was having this emotional reaction, unless, of course, I told you. And now all of you know that I had an emotional reaction to something yesterday, but I felt so empowered. And here was the new thing for me, is that I'm an emotional person, rising sign in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, and Chiron in Pisces. And luckily, I don't have anything in Scorpio that would have, no, I do. I have Neptune in Scorpio. I have a trine in the water signs. That's right. So emotions are my middle name. But what was really empowering was to see the emotion come up, right? To be triggered, and then to go, wow, I'm in the space between the trigger and the reaction. So I found myself in a space where I did not have to, you know, knee jerk about it. I could actually hold that space and decide or feel my way through how to respond. And oh my God, was that a blessing, because I was able to step back, be that observer, see what all of that meant for me, see what its source was, which is often hard. That's more difficult sometimes to catch. I caught the source, and then it didn't mean that I wasn't feeling it. So I want you to understand that it doesn't mean you don't feel what's happening in your body or in your soul or in your mind. It doesn't mean you don't feel it. It means that you set aside the reaction to what you're feeling. That's the empowering part, right? That's the part we want to get to. And Karen, you're welcome. Mimi, yesterday was an overall good day. I see that fallout you mentioned hitting today. News is busting out all over. That will affect many, most good yet emotional triggers, right? Yeah, the debates last night, the first 10 of the Democratic candidates here in the USA for president were on air, and I didn't watch. I should have watched, but I did not watch. But I plan on watching those this evening, because Marianne Williamson will be speaking this evening. So it'll be interesting for me to see her. Diane Pegram, yesterday was a snarky day. Uh-huh. Londa, nourish, compassion, self-love are essential. So true. So very, very true. Asa says, I was so tired from all the energies. I went to bed very early. She was so done. She's our resident manifester. And manifestors are easily tired, as projectors and reflectors are, by the energies of the world, because they're open centers, in which they have a lot of them, and they do not have a defined sacral center. They're open, and that means they're absorbing a lot of energy. So when the collective is energetic, they're absorbing that, and it can literally fry them. So that was a good choice to go to bed. And I actually printed up today's chart for our human designs. And here we are. We're still reflectors, right? We're still reflectors. And if you look at this chart, you see there's just a bunch of hanging gates, right? And that means that those hanging gates, if you have the opposite end in your current human design, in your birth human design, you're making these connections for people. And that is what drives the triggers sometimes, depending, for example, gate 22 is defined on the emotional center. And the emotional center is being populated right now by Neptune. And Neptune is spiritual, and it's hard to pin down. It's hard to see through. It's etheric. And it is primed to meet up with anybody that has a gate 12 defined. So last week, when gate 12 was being defined by the sun, we all had that going. And for me, for example, I have the sun at gate 12. I'm now constantly being fed this emotional energy going back and forth between Neptune and my natal sun. So it's really kind of fun to watch how that plays out in my life as I go through these emotional triggers and I have to walk my talk. I can't, I have epic failed sometimes too in that emotional department where graciousness has all but fled the scene. Because gate 22 is about being gracious, grace under pressure, grace under fire. And there have been times when that has been an epic fail for me, but yesterday was not that day, thankfully. So I don't even know how I got on that subject, except to say there were many things yesterday that could have been triggering us. Today is a different day. Today we are being triggered by the planet Uranus. So let me instead of say it as triggered, let me give you another word. We are being excited by, or we are being creatively stimulated by the planet Uranus and the moon in a conjunction. Now that'll happen here very shortly. The moon right now, or as of the moment I drew the chart, of course, was at 0 degrees of Taurus. And or a couple degrees there, and Uranus is sitting at 5 degrees of Taurus. So it's applying pressure right now to the planet Uranus. So some really exciting things may come out of the day. So be open to that. What creative energy comes flying in that you didn't expect? What solutions appear as if by magic to problems that you may have experienced yesterday? What ahas or revelations come to you through the Moon and Uranus today? It could be exciting and it can also be surprising. So on the there is an off chance that some of you may experience something quite shattering, right? Earth-shattering, or waking up something within you. Yesterday, a couple of people, this was like where I got this theme yesterday of inadequacy. Some people were experiencing that feeling of I'm never going to be good enough to do this, or who am I to think that I could do this? That was another one that was moving through the field yesterday, as if they were a fraud, right? They felt like they weren't that they didn't know enough to go out there and compete with the big girls and boys, and as such, them even thinking that they could do that would make them a fraud. I have experienced that energy myself, and it is something that is almost paralyzing in its ability to hold you back, to stop you in your tracks from doing what you want to do, from doing what you love. And so the lesson becomes about how do I work with that energy while stepping forward, right? These can be energies where all you have to do is take one step, right? One step forward and say, you know what? I can do this. And when you take that step, almost as if by magic, those fears evaporate. So that is the kind of thing I kind of expect today. If you're willing to take that step forward, you may find that those fears or those emotions get like so much smoke and mirrors, just psh, they're gone, right? That would be the really good thing. There is also the sun in a sextile today to Uranus. So both the moon and the sun are in a position to be able to stimulate our ability to be creative, to be the brilliant geniuses we know ourselves to be, to uncover that within us if we've hidden it up by all of the inadequacy and the jibber jabber about not being good enough. So it is a really great time for those of you like Mimi out there who are creatives, who are artists. It's a great day for that. For that stimulated genius, for anybody out there in whatever way you are meeting the world, it's a great day today for creativity and for using the creative energy to find the opportunities for expression of that creative energy. We also have a square. This is the one that I think was probably building yesterday that was also contributing to our feelings yesterday. And that is the sun is moving into a square with the planet Chiron. So I kind of drew this for you so you could see on a chart what does that look like? So here's the sun over here. In your chart, it's represented by a circle with a circle in the middle, right? That's the representation of the sun. And then Chiron looks like a K with a little circle underneath it, or a key, up on its end. And you can see here it's at 5 degrees of Aries and the sun over here at 5 degrees of Cancer today. And so they form a perfect square. And Chiron in Aries has been talking to us about ourselves, our personalities, our ability to be self-loving and self-compassionate and self-accepting, and all of those words that you can put self in front of, self-empowering, in really understanding who you are. I am the I am presence popping up in our field here with the wound attached to it. And what do we do with that wound, right? How are we going to deal with this wound? And some of you may be experiencing it as the wound, particularly if you're less than 50 years old. It may be wounding instances. What I thought was so clever yesterday that I noticed, sometimes I just amaze myself in my own observations, is that suddenly here I was yesterday playing the role of the healer to the people who were younger than me, much younger than me yesterday, that were experiencing the wound. It just didn't come up to me until this morning that that was Chiron, right? Their wound, my ability to help them through it, because I've moved through that wound, presumably, right? I've completed my 50-year cycle, 50 to 52-year cycle of Chiron. So for those of you who are over the 50 to 52 years of age, you may have also found yourself in positions yesterday of helping others much younger than you, or at least under 50, that to work through this wound, right? If the closer you are to 50 years old, the closer you are to the end of the wounding, right? So it might be crescendoing for some of you who are right around, I'm going to say about 48 to 52 years old. If you're less than 48 years old, likely it was a wound that was presented to you. And, you know, a lot of this depends on how your chart is set up as well. Where is Chiron transiting Aries right now in your chart? For some of you, if it's on the rising sign, if it's at the rise, then that wound is right out in the self. And of course, it's crucial. It's right in your face, right? And some of you who have it in your relationship house, maybe that's what's happening, right? Your marriages, your partnerships, or your open enemies, people who you know don't really like you, are all triggering you in some way. But the sun in a square to Chiron is helping us to deal with that. The sun, right, the biggest luminary, our luminary, the brightest luminary in our solar system, helping us to shine that light into that darkness, into that place, so that we can work with that energy. So it doesn't stay there and just keep working on us. We're primed to let this go. So that is also where you may have some ahas today, right, that come up around anything that you got triggered by yesterday, or anything that other people that you were talking to were triggered by. You know, a lot of you are body out there in my community here are healers, are coaches, are counselors. So these are maybe the things that you were dealing with your clients yesterday as well. They're holding this maybe in their bodies. They may be holding this in their nervous system. And Uranus is sort of the ruler of the nervous system as well. Mercury, I think Uranus kind of gets us when we're on that hairpin trigger. Mercury is more of that insistent sort of anxiety that can build. And, you know, if that anxiety keeps building, then it moves into the nervous system and becomes potentially a trigger for nervous breakdowns or for adrenal burnout and things like that. So clients possibly yesterday for some of you were modeling all of that as they were experiencing some of those energies. Let's see, anybody? Oh, lots of people talking here. Let's see, Debbie Hedden. I had an emotional response that I controlled myself and I didn't realize until you brought it up. I work hard at that. I was very tired also. Debbie is our resonant reflector. So of course, poor Debbie, I understand completely, absorbing all of that emotional energy. And kudos for you, hand clap for you for being able to control yourself or steer yourself into the reaction or the response, excuse me, that was more appropriate for whatever emotion that was being brought up for you. And Debbie says, I'm shocked at the number of reflectors that have been born in the past few months. Me too. We are likely going to have a discussion over the next couple of years about the percentage of reflectors that are now, you know, it's more than 1% of the population now, I believe. That's my belief system. I would have to test that, but it seems like with the vast number of days that we've had reflector energy, including today again, that there's a lot of them being born. And I think that's a really good thing, right? I think that heralds a group of people or a generation of people that will see things completely differently. There's a little hummingbird right out my window. It's raining like the dogs here today. And I think they're like, where can I hide? Where can I get away from the rain? So then let's see here. Natasha, good morning, moody hubby. Yet I claimed that I was the trigger and smoothed it before we went anywhere. Wow. I would look at that. If you were the trigger, you might have been the trigger, but it's his responsibility to deal with the trigger. All you can do is your end of it, right? What was your end of it? And what do you do with that? Patricia says, yesterday, I felt really confident. Awesome. Diane, mine too. I had to bite my tongue and try to find out what was going on. I need the creative energy today to complete my weaving projects. Well, you have it today. So go for it. Willa, good morning. Linda signed new contract for the building sale. I hope that's a positive thing. And I'm glad you're doing that before Mercury turns retrograde. But please, 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 I hope you read all of the details of the contract before you signed it, because we are in that retro, what does Suzanne call it? The retro shade, where we're in the shadow of Mercury turning retrograde. So things can be, you know, a little disturbed in the field. So you want to check that out too. Okay, so what else is going on today? Well, also behind the scenes, a minor conflict in between Venus and Pluto. It's a quincunx. Remember that I drew a line here so you could see it. It's this long line that is kind of curved because freehand I don't do so well. And I didn't have a ruler handy. But this is the planet Venus here, and she's up in Gemini at is she at 27 degrees? She's at 22 degrees. That's right. She's at 22 degrees of Gemini, and Pluto is down here at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And suffice it to say, a quincunx is a 150 degree angle, which represents two signs that do not have anything in common, right? They don't understand one another. And it can be difficult then to, it can be really difficult to work with the energies between those two signs. So Venus in Gemini, which is talking about our values, our money, our relationships, and Pluto down in Capricorn is in a destructive phase, right? He's helping along with Saturn in the South Node down there to, you know, upset things and expose the weaknesses. And so there could be some passing feelings in your sphere today that there's something not quite right in your values or in your relationships or with your money. The clue here is it's passing, and it's something that you don't need to take. I don't want to tell you not to take it seriously, because that would be remiss. I would say that if you're triggered by something like that today, or if that comes up in your world, to take a deeper look at what it is, right? Sometimes we spend our money and then we regret it. And that's what this one can trigger within us. We can spend it and we can regret it. But then what's that regret about, right? Because obviously if you spent it, it was something you wanted. It was something that you resonated with. So now what's the hesitation? So looking at that, is there a fear that you're uncovering here? Is there a memory of the last time that maybe you spent that kind of money, or that kind of money, you know, was in your outflow? For example, who was it? Laura and somebody else. Oh, Tam also had a major car breakdown. And so, of course, that represents almost, I would almost be panicked if that situation, I almost always am panicked when something like that happens, because my first thought is, oh my God, this is going to cost a fortune, right? And then that sets us up for that fear to enter into the picture about spending the money. But of course, you know, you have to spend the money if you need your vehicle. So why would we regret? So it's a wasted emotion, but it does tell you something about where your mind is, about what your fears are. So we have that opportunity to look at that today. And Venus also representing our values. So that could be bringing up for us, are we really, we might hear what we're saying to people. This is where I was talking earlier today about walking your talk, right? If you are out here in the world doing your life, and you're expected, the people that you're around are expecting you to walk your talk. And if you're not, then, in all honesty, transparency would suggest that at some point you're going to get called out for that. This might be one of those times where you get called out for not living according to what your values are. And it's real easy for us to fall into that trap, because the outer world sometimes dictates to us what our values should be, when ourselves, we recognize, wait, I don't resonate to that value. But I'm trying to fit myself like a round peg into a square peg into a round hole, and it's not working, right? It's not working. It's like in your human design chart, when you're trying to act like all of your open centers, and it feels inauthentic, right? You're like an open throat center, trying to be the mouthpiece for something and always getting people shutting them down, right? That would be because they're inauthentic in that expression. Unless you're invited to speak, your voice sometimes doesn't get heard. doesn't get valued or recognized. I had a conversation around that one yesterday as well with a friend. So we have opportunities then to realign with our values. That's really the bottom line here with this tape today. Now, as far as our relationships go, for example, Natasha, if I can pick on you for a moment, I don't know what the issue or the trigger was between you and your husband, but the trigger itself, the fact he was triggered, is his work. And it reflects, of course, into your relationship. And the only need you have is to look at your part in that. And what was it that either you did, maybe he was pointing out something in your own world where you were being inauthentic, who knows? And you don't have to share the details of that with us. But, you know, your part was, if you behaved as the trigger, it is your husband's job to work through why he was triggered, not yours. Your job would be to look at, well, why was I the trigger? You know, what about me made that trigger happen? It's not your job to soothe him. It is not your job to make it better for him. Your job was just to deal with it from your standpoint and let him deal with his, right? That's the point. And sometimes it's best to even just leave it. Especially men, right? They're not so good sometimes at the dealing with the emotional energies that come through, because they, you know, conditioned not to feel emotion or not to express emotion or not to, you know, that's for women kind of thing. Although men are getting better at this. And, you know, so it's uncomfortable for them when they are faced with that kind of emotion. And what do I do with that? Well, I package it up and I throw it out and I project it onto you, right? Somebody else. So Willa says, I also need my creative energy and felt it when I got up. Yay. Yes, exactly. Natasha, I was finishing a goal that was 3 days of not being available and he was tired from an 11-hour day and he was feeling a lack of being important. So cleaning out old wounds as we are 52-ish, we did quite well from where we used to go. This is good, right? Because you're both 52, you're beyond the Chiron return. So now it's in this healing process. But I get that. But, you know, his lack of feeling important is his thing to deal with, right? And yours to look at, well, am I overly focused somewhere else and I'm only half listening? I mean, you know, each of us have to look at our own stuff is my whole point here. And understanding what it is that triggered, etc. Londa says, I'm the Dear Abby of astrology. I love it. Dear Janet, the Dear Janet of astrology. Good morning, Janice. Hoping to go visit you soon. Awesome. That would be fun. And not today, though. It's raining. We couldn't go sit out on the beach today. It wouldn't be much fun. We'd be very wet. Okay. So let's talk about then the Pleiadian Earth energy today, because it's in huge support of our creative efforts, wouldn't you know, right? I am so excited by seeing how these things dovetail and how they build on one another. And it's unbelievable to me, right? This is so in sync with our divine evolution of consciousness here. So today in the Pleiadian Earth system is for catalyzing, for meaning the universal energy of the day. So all across the universe, if there are life forms anywhere else, they're also experiencing the four energy, which is foundation energy. We're getting back to basics, right? We're getting back to basics today. And that is self, home, family, work, the most important things to you, right? So that's the foundation that we are in today. So the foundation energy, going back to what supports us and is it solid? The catalyzing energy is about seeing challenges as creative opportunities, right? Opportunities to be able to move forward. So if you're perceiving something as a block, right, to your creative energy or your creative flow, look at it as an opportunity to maybe move in a different direction, use a different color, use a different, I don't know, whatever, a different form of expression. If you're blocked in your business, maybe you're focusing too much over here, so you got to shift it over here. That the creative challenges that you may be experiencing are opportunities for you to do something else, right? That maybe that one just needs to be done for the now, and you got to focus over here. So today's energies are extremely supportive to our creative opportunities. But it is also then on the negative side, the potential for people to express tantrums or dramas or, giving up in disappointment. You know, we don't want to go to that lower frequency. Don't give up if you're faced with a creative challenge today. Go around it. Go in the opportunity direction. Follow the direction of opportunity. And that is where your jewels lie today, right? So maybe that you just hadn't observed there's something going on in, you know, that's not prepared yet for you to go that path. So go the other one. It's just an interesting day, I think, altogether. We've got some really good, great energies for creative expression and for ahas and enlightenment. And then we also have under the surface some things that may still yet be worth digging through in our world, in our personalities or in our experience of others, to see what it is that, you know, we can dig up for ourselves. What is it talking to me about? And how can I deal with that? Elisa, good morning. Natasha says, I do agree as that what I did claim mine and had boundaries with lovingness with his. Boundary issues between spouses. That I understand that one, right? It's sometimes difficult. It's sometimes difficult because I think, you know, right now for you, Natasha, you're also, you know, a Cancer with all of these Cancer things happening and being pressured, it seems, right, to get through some things. And a Leo in your life who's also demanding, you know, to be the center of your world. So I think you're doing really good, though, moving through that, right, moving through that energy. Asa says, on the calendar is a star immersion, ? Can you explain real quick what that means? So I think you're talking about the Pleiadian. By the way, for those of you who are new, when I'm talking about the Pleiadian Earth energy, it's this calendar that you can get by going to www.piaorleane.com, order the Pleiadian Earth Energy Calendar. And when you open the calendar, what you see, I'm going to go to June since it's still June, you see a grid that has the Gregorian calendar on it. And then you see those bigger numbers. Those bigger numbers are the universal energies of the day. And then you get a word, and that happens to be the Earth energy of the day. So we're down here today on the 27th. Oh, I see the star, Asa. So we have four catalyzing energy. And let's look and see what the star means. Its star says immersion. I think I saw something in the very back about that. Okay, so the star has something to do with Venus. And it says the Venus phases described by Adam Gainsburg relate to the astrophysical relationship of Venus, Earth, and the Sun. And we have used his terminology to mark these phases on the calendar with a yellow star, followed by the name of the phase. So the phase must be named immersion. And guess what? I'm going to have to look that up for you guys in the book because there's no more explanation of it than that. Note to self. Let me check that out for you, Asa. Okay, so let me type the website here because I think, you know, I'm talking about this every day now, just about, only when I forget, do I not? And I think it's worth it for everybody to get this chart. And there it is. That's the website where you get the calendar. And it's a beautiful calendar. And we're talking about it anyway, so you might as well have it. If you're also inclined, you can get the book called Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, and you can look deeper into the astrology of the Pleiadian system, which is very similar to the Mayan system, which was what my problem was with this whole thing in the very beginning, is that I just thought they've just recreated Mayan astrology. And then it dawned on me, the Mayans always said that they were gifted the system from star people. So what if they were gifted the system of astrology and their calendar via the Pleiadians? Wow, that was a realization. So now I'm thinking, yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it's a part of history that we don't know well. And thanks to, you know, the destruction of all the records that the Mayans held. And yay. So find the calendar and start living your life in this evolutionary spiral as opposed to this linear idea of time based on the Gregorian calendar. She's waiting for her book. Okay, good. So I'll in the book, it should be listed. I'll also look it up and bring it to everybody else tomorrow as far as what does that mean? So great question. Londa says, we are going on vacation. Yay, just not on the Harleys. We're going in a car. At least we're going. I think that's awesome too, right? That's awesome. So you just change how you're going. You create a new, you go around the obstacles by creating an opening, an opportunity, a creative energy, right? That's what that's all about. Allison says, I noticed that too. Yeah, I didn't notice that this morning. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. And we will definitely get to the bottom of what that's all about. In Pia's book and in the Mayan system, they always talked about two planets, right? There was the sun, obviously, but the moon and Venus were the only two planets they ever really used. So they're a three-bodied system. And there's no mention of Mercury or Saturn or any of those other energies that are brought to us through regular astrology or even in human design. So it's always interesting to me that they can be so accurate and pinpoint what's going on without the use of all of those energies. And to me, that's so simple that it's almost elegant, right? That I really am, I'm in resonance with that, even though sometimes I think the calendar isn't available anymore. Oh no, it might be true because it's the middle of 2019 and they probably only printed so many, but I would try it anyway. Maybe I'm going to contact Pia about that. In either instance, what's probably happening is the transition to the 2020 version. So I'll talk to her and see what's going on there. But that's true. It's almost July, so they're probably getting ready for the printing of the next version. But that's okay. Make sure you guys get the next version, okay? 2020. We're going to need it in 2020, let me tell you. Okay, so time-wise, we're doing good. I'm going to do a card reading for Karen because she asked me to do that yesterday and I did not have my cards. So Karen, I hope you're still out there. And then I'm going to talk about something else. And then we'll see what time it is. Okay, so Karen, I don't know what the situation is that you're dealing with or why a card reading seemed like something you needed, but relatively, mostly I don't ever know. Relatively speaking, I don't know what everybody wants in a card reading. Sometimes someone will tell me. Most times they don't. And we just pull a card and we see what it is. Whoa, that one flew out. And it is Treasure Island. Ooh, we've had this one before. Treasure Island, you see this golden chest on the back of a turtle and card number nine. So Treasure Island is your card, Karen, and nine. Let's read that for you because that speaks of great things, I think. The law of attraction, bringing dreams into fruition. The results of positive thinking made manifest. Abundance appearing as if from nowhere. I love it. Financial gains and the sharing of good fortune. So the Oracle's message to you, Karen, is you've worked hard and acted upon your unwavering belief in abundance, and suddenly, in the midst of it all, you hit the jackpot. You have uncovered the map to buried treasure and tapped the unlimited potential within you. What you must hone now is your ability to recognize when X marks the spot. Because some of these golden opportunities may be obvious, but others may not be so readily apparent. Trust your intuition to light your way now as you enter this truly prosperous phase where all the long, hard work navigating your inner life is now paying off externally. In all aspects of your life at this time, you have good fortune. Don't forget to enjoy it and share it with others as treasure shared multiplies like magic. Wow, I'm so excited when I get to be the deliverer of that kind of good news. So Karen, that was your card, Treasure Island, number nine. And that just speaks to abundance. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, so let's see. Comments coming in. Londa says, I was creative yesterday. Yes, she was. She made three movie trailers for that retreat, the opening of the creative portal here in the Pacific Northwest. And I mean to tell you, I was so impressed. I was ready to hire Londa yesterday. I still am to do movies for me because, oh my gosh, they were awesome. I could have swore that she was, a Cecil B. DeMille or a what are some of those other guys that put out these fantastic trailers because it was so good. So go to Londa's Facebook page if you guys are out there, Londa Damon, Damon, and Londa, Londa, and check out her trailers. They're really good, even if you're not interested in the retreat. But if you're not interested in the retreat, you will be after you watch the trailers. It's like, oh, yes, I'm salivating. I want to go. I want to do this. I want to see this. It was pretty funny. And Allison says, you can get the calendar on Amazon. They still have it. There are 17 left. Yes, thank you, Allison. And Asa also had discovered that. So go to Amazon straight away, get your calendar if you don't have one already. Okay. And Allison says more are coming. Yay. She's probably wondering why all of a sudden people are buying this calendar like crazy. I'm hoping that we have something to do with that here. Okay. So I'm going to put the cards away for just a moment while I bring out another deck of cards that we haven't really talked about lately. And that is the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook and the cards that come from Rosie Aronson. You guys might remember we had Rosie on here a couple of months back, and she was talking to us about these Wisdom Keepers that have to do with the gene keys, and the gene keys being the more holographic version of human design, a softer, gentler, more. I don't know what else to say about the gene keys except that they look deeper, right? They look deeper than just what, and nothing bad about human design. It's just human design is pretty flat if you think about it compared to the gene keys. So when I wanted to have this discussion with you today about what's happening next in our human design slash gene key profiles, I thought about bringing this out. So I want to show you the card. And what this is based on is July 1st, which by the way is just Monday, right? July. Can you believe that? On Monday, we are at July 1st. And on July 1st, Jupiter, the planet that we think of in terms of expansion and growth and optimism, moves backwards. Remember, it's retrograding. It retrogresses back to the gate five in your human design. So let me show that to you guys really quickly where that is so you could look at your own charts. And here we go. Gate five is sitting on the sacral right here in the top left corner of the sacral, and it moves up toward the identity center. So gate five is the gate of rhythm and timing in human design. In the gene keys, it has a much deeper meaning than that. So what I want to do here is show you the card. First of all of her cards have these beautiful faces. And here is the gate five, where the gift is patience, right? The gift is patience. And he's just, I don't know, he reminds me sort of Confucius. I maybe the Dalai Lama, only he has more hair than the Dalai Lama. He just has that soft look in his face. And patience is the name. And there's the dragonfly right there. Woohoo! Okay, so I'm going to read now in the guidebook that goes with the cards, there are stories, right? There's a wisdom story, then there's a gift from the story, and then there are questions for contemplation or yeah, contemplation. So that deep dive if you wanted to take that. So here we have patience is about trust. If you trust in life, you will trust life in every moment, even the challenging moments. And in so doing, you will always remain in the flow. That's the message from the card. The gift in, of course, gate five is patience. The shadow, its opposite, impatience. And in the highest extreme or in the highest expression of the gate, it is timelessness, no time, time of no time. Here's the story. When I was a young man, I was always in a hurry. My breath was shallow and my nerves on edge. No matter how things seemed on the outside, I always felt that something was wrong on the inside. I owned a small grocery store, but had my sights on something bigger. I believed that if I didn't make things happen, they wouldn't. My destiny was all up to me. Time was running out and I was failing. There were times when I was so impatient and desperate for my business to grow that I became very pushy. And so pushy that my staff quit. Suppliers refused to work with me and the customers stopped coming. In my despair, I became consumed with pessimism, believing nothing would ever work out for me, no matter how hard I tried. But then one evening, when I was sitting alone and wondering whether I should give it all up, a kind old man knocked on the gate. He held the book of changes in one hand and a tiny tree in the other, so beautiful it glowed. I let him in, and the two of us sat down together and talked for hours. I lost track of all time. Next thing I knew, I was agreeing to become his apprentice and learn the sacred arts of the I Ching, divination, and Penjing, which is Chinese bonsai. That was many years ago. Now I can laugh as I acknowledge just how much patience it took me to learn patience. How many times my master had to remind me to slow down, breathe deeply, and accept whatever was happening in my life. There was no need to manipulate, conquer, or collapse. He taught me to treasure nature, flow with the seasons, and that a similar, perfect, and orderly rhythm lived and moved in my own soul. Yin would always turn to yang, and yang would always return to yin. Patience paid off. My teacher and the trees taught me to trust in life, to honor each moment, even the hardest, most painful ones. Now my life is simple, and I often enjoy the most delicious states of timelessness. That's a great story. The gift is, it is time to soften your shoulders and relax your breath. Get quiet. Listen to your own heartbeat. There is nothing you have to do right now. Life is deeply intelligent. Its timing is impeccable. It always knows what's best for you. And you, my friend, are an intricate part of life, forever connected to everyone and everything around you. I am here to remind you that nothing happens by accident or without a potential gift. A delayed train can lead to an unexpected encounter. A personal crisis can birth a healing opportunity. An individual's pain can unleash collective transformation, and all with perfect timing. So take another deep breath, step out of the way, and befriend patience. Your soul will thank you for it. And the questions for contemplation: where in your life and with whom are you feeling most impatient? And I'll type these into the chat on Living Astrology's Facebook page after the show today. If you fully trusted in life's perfect timing and that nothing happens accidentally, how might your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and relationships change? What might you do or not do differently? Remember the last time you experienced a sense of timelessness? Where were you? See if you can be, capital BE, more, and hurry and worry less today. If you experience an uncomfortable feeling, tell yourself, I'm embracing this feeling for all of humanity. So, isn't that amazing, right? Amazing, amazing stuff. Now, I wanted to let you know July 1st until September 22nd is when Jupiter will be sitting at the gate five. So, in your chart, that is triggered, right? So, for those of you who have an open gate five, it's suddenly there. It's suddenly there, and you're feeling the effects of that gate five. If you have gate 15, but not gate five, 15 is up at the other end, then you suddenly have the whole channel of divine timing, and everything may just be happening in right timing for you, as it always does for everyone, actually. And for those of you who don't have either end, you now have a gate five hanging, or you will have a gate five hanging that's just ripe for someone to come along and recognize your brilliance and complete that channel for you. And then the timing will be perfect. So that's an important thing for all of us. It's the trust in the divine, trusting that everything occurs in divine right timing. So we have timelessness, the highest expression. I don't know if there's a way that we can get to that in this lifetime. Maybe we can, but certainly we can get to or aim for patience. Aha. There's an amazing lady on Samish Island who does real movie trailers. Are you talking about you? Or is there on Samish Island where I live, someone does movie trailers? I got to meet that lady. Good morning, Elisa. She says, wow, this is amazing. Life is amazing. Life is amazing. And Mimi, that sounds great as I do have 15 in both columns, meaning both the red and the black. So soul purpose, life purpose, the connection will be welcomed. Now, I looked up this for you guys earlier because Jupiter has been on this gate before for us, right? Jupiter was in this gate at the end of 2018, so all of December of 2018. I should have gotten my 2018 book out, but I didn't. I keep these the books, the ephemerises, because I can sometimes look back and see these things. But I didn't bring it out this morning. But so at the end of 2018, all the way through the beginning of January of this year. So let's see if I can give you the date where it transitioned out of Jupiter column K through January of 27th, we had the energy of Jupiter at this same gate. So whatever you were having to be patient about back then, and I would suspect that it was probably from about September of 2018 to December and then into January of 2019 that we had this gate in action before. And what were you having to be patient and wait through then? How did divine right timing show up in your life then? Because now that Jupiter's retrograde, he is moving backwards across that same space and bringing that back to you in some way. So interesting, because at that point in time, if you guys might remember, we had all but one planet in retrograde motion until early January. Remember, we had like last summer or something like seven or eight planets in retrograde. And one by one, they were releasing from that retrograde. And we were down to, at the beginning of January of 2019, we were down to one planet left in retrograde. And that was the planet Uranus. And I think it was January 5th or 6th, he turned to direct motion. And we had nothing retrograde then for the until February, when Mercury ended up in its next retrograde phase. So we had a lot of ability finally to be able to see our way forward again. And so we may have some echoes of that going on right now, also with the Mercury getting ready to retrograde. So timing, funny, interesting thing here, right? So all of us may be kind of being rechecked about patience and versus impatience and being in the right timing. And Karen, honey, I did read a card for you. And you know what? I have the card still sitting out here for you. So definitely go back, but you have the most spectacular card that I drew, and it was Treasure Island. And it spoke to the law of attraction, bringing your dreams into fruition, the result of positive thinking made manifest, abundance as appearing from as if from nowhere, financial gains, and the sharing of good fortune. So definitely listen back to the broadcast because I read the card for you. I was like so excited because we're all connected. So seeing that for you also opens that pathway for all of us to experience that today. So Karen, definitely listen back. So Mimi, because you have 15 at both in both the life purpose, so it's got a stripe for you, in other words. So when Jupiter moves back into the gate five, there may be an instant that suddenly everything falls into place, the rhythm is reestablished, timing is right. So it go back to end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019, and you might see some echoes of that. Londa says, I bought the Pleiadian Earth book. I'd like the calendar. Go to Amazon right now. Get it before it's gone. And that'll be good. All right. I don't see any new questions. I don't think I missed anything here. I'm hoping I didn't. And nope, I don't think I missed anything this morning. So thank you all for joining me. We are at 8:53, so we did pretty good timing-wise today. We'll be back here. I'll be back here tomorrow morning, and it'll be Friday. I can't even believe this is Thursday, but it's Friday tomorrow. So we'll be talking about the weekend. Hint, hint, it's an awesome weekend. Awesome weekend. In fact, we probably only have, 15 or 20 minutes to devote to the astrology for the whole weekend. Don't you love it? So we'll have time to do card readings tomorrow and maybe even some charts. So here is something. I'm going to hide that. And I'm going to instead give you my email address. What I would like to do tomorrow, that is not my email address, livingastrology111 at Gmail. And does that show? There we go. If We'll have time tomorrow because I'm telling you the weekend is an easy one. So there's not a whole lot for me to focus my energies on tomorrow except doing stuff for you guys. So I will be available to do card readings, but I also want to do some chart readings. And I think probably one of the best things for us to look at because July 2nd, Tuesday, is the full moon lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, excuse me. Let's look at your charts and where is that happening? Kind of a quick mini reading since nobody called into the radio show last night for a mini reading, but it was a great show. It was exciting to talk to Anaya yesterday instead of Annette. I love them both. They're beautiful ladies, but I was really surprised pleasantly that it was Anaya that I was talking to yesterday. And hopefully the show is still up and you can listen to the rewind of that. Or tomorrow, call us. I mean, come on to the show, email me your birth information if I don't already have it, and let's look at the eclipses in your charts. And guess what? Natasha and Asa and Ellie and who else? Anne, I don't know if you listen to this. These are the girls that are going to be joining me in the Dimensional Astrology Certification Program. Someday, soon, you too will be able to do these kind of on-the-fly readings for people, and I'll bring you guys on to share your wisdom. Angela, wish I could have made the show. We didn't do anything to it today, Angela, so you can listen to the recording for today's. It'll be on YouTube, and I also put it on Blog Talk Radio as podcasts. And tomorrow, that's when we'll be doing readings. Or are you talking about the one from yesterday? You can still listen to that one. All right. That's it for me, guys. Take care. Have a great day. Enjoy your creative push. And tomorrow, I'll expect you guys to share with me all of the creative, juicy stuff that happened to you today. All right. Bye for now.